Good morning. And a warm welcome to worship, our service of all age worship today. If you have visited us for the first time, we offer you a very warm welcome. Please join in our hall for refreshments after the service. And today is our spring and share lunch. All are welcome to attend, regardless of if you brought food. There's always far too much anyway. We have two notices. Jill Wason and John Loder and David Payne would like to give notices.
Good morning. On this really warm morning, I'm going to talk about Christmas. As you do. So this year we're doing the Lincoln Hope shoebox appeal again. We did it last year, did it really quickly last year, and you managed to make 30 boxes. So I'm hoping that starting early, we're going to get some more boxes. The Lincoln Hope appeal is really good in the fact that it's boxes for families and boxes for older people. For those of you that did it last year, it's exactly the same, other than the postage has gone up £1, so it's £3, and that's £3 for every box. There are boxes available at the back of the church. There are lots more as well available. So if you haven't got shoeboxes at home, please help yourself. Also, there's a box there. If you don't want to fill a whole box, you can just put odd things in, maybe buy one a week or something, and put them in, and then we will make the boxes up. Young at Heart have been knitting and crocheting and stuff, and hopefully in sort of September we'll have an afternoon where you can come and collect some stuff for that. We've got to have them finished by the end of October, hence why we're starting so early. And please join in. If you've got any queries, please let me know. Hopefully, we're going to put this in Connect as well. I have got some leaflets, and afterwards I'll be giving those out. If you've got any queries, if there's anything more you want to know about it, obviously they're sending to the Ukraine, they're sending to Moldova, Bulgaria and Romania. So, and they're very keen, obviously, to send lots to the Ukraine. So thank you very much.
Morning, everybody. I have some good news for you. Tomorrow starts our spring clean fortnight, where we are hoping to dust and tidy and garden and hoover and make the premises all spick and span. Up in the hall by the kitchen door, there is a list of all the jobs to be done. So if you're able to help, please put your name against the jobs you are able to do so as we don't duplicate. If you are unfortunate enough to be going on holiday in the next couple of weeks, don't worry, because you can do the jobs when you get back. Thank you.
When I arrived at church this morning, I was accosted, not with a hammer, but with a kitchen drawer. Hands up those of you that have a kitchen drawer at home that is quite difficult to get into. Oh, you're not being honest, I'm sure you're not. Anyway, there's a kitchen drawer out there which you're welcome to take anything from it that you like. For example, we have a lovely claw hammer here, and we have some of these things which the children probably won't recognize. What you do is you put them on the floor, on the carpet, and then you put the caster wheels inside it off your bed or whatever. There's some of those there. And these, of course, all mums and dads looking for safety would want to pinch these. So anything out there that you fancy taking, please do.
I have a card to read out from our cleaner, Julie Harvey. Dear all at the Methodist Church, thank you so much for the lovely service on the 17th of July, and thank you for my lovely gift. Love, Julie. I have no more notices. I'll now hand over to the Reverend Peter Goodall, who will lead us in worship today. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Lovely to see you all here in church, and also welcome to our friends watching at home later. We are the family of God together today for our all-age, all-together service. We are here to worship the Lord. Ivy's going to come and lead us in our opening sentences. Thank you, Ivy.
Let us pray. Father God, you care for us. We come to worship you today. Jesus, our good shepherd, we come to worship you today. Holy Spirit, our
guide.
And helper, we come to worship you today.
Now Hannah is going to come and lead us in a prayer of thanks to God, and has the response, "We thank you, God." And we'll just try this microphone, see if it's working.
Let us pray. For summer days, we thank you, God. For a break from school and work, we thank you, God. For days out and fun times, we thank you, God. For family and friends, we thank you, God. For all your love, we thank you, God. Amen.
This summer, our Sunday club are exploring the story of Joseph from Genesis in the Old Testament. And they're 2 weeks into that story, and we're going to continue it today and right through August until September, when we come together on that first Sunday in September for our Sunday club anniversary service and picnic. So we hope you've got that date in your diary, the first Sunday in September. Well, I wonder whether you can remember the story so far that you've learned about Joseph over the last two Sundays. And I thought, just to recap the story, that we would have a multiple choice quiz. Okay, so there's going to be some questions on screen. And everyone can join in this. You know, hopefully you can remember the story of Joseph as well, even if you've not been in Sunday Club. And Joe's going to get the handheld microphone. So don't call out the answers. Put your hand up and Joe will come over. So let's see what we can remember from the story of Joseph. Well, the first question is about Joseph's job. When he was just 17 years old, was Joseph a builder? Was he a babysitter? Or was he a shepherd? Right, thank you, Wynne. Yeah, no calling out, no more calling out. I'll let you have that one. Okay. Wynne's just joined our Sunday club. She's the newest member. Okay, let's have a look at the second one. Well done. Yes, it was the shepherd, of course. Right. What did Joseph's father, Jacob, give to him? Did he give him a sword, a coat of many colors, or a horse of his own? Over here, I think. Yeah, coat of many colours. Brilliant. Well done. Excellent. That's right. A coat of many colours. Of course, the boys got jealous of that, didn't they? The brothers. Yeah, he was very proud of that coat. So let's see the next question. What special gift did Joseph had? What did he have? Was he able to turn invisible? Or he had special dreams and he could understand what they meant? Or he could fly? Okay. What do you think? Yeah, that's right. He had special dreams and he could understand what they meant. Who was going to say that? Yeah, well done. Well, that's right. And we're going to hear a little bit more about that in our story today. Well, which of these did Joseph not dream about? Sheaves of wheat, chocolate cake, or sun, moon, and stars? Yeah, chocolate cake, as far as maybe he did, but yeah, it's not mentioned, is it, in the story. Does anybody dream of chocolate cake here? Joseph was one of how many brothers? Four brothers, six, or were there 12? About somebody from this side of the church. Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah, one of 12 brothers. Yeah, can you imagine that? And which one of these things did Joseph's brothers not do to him? Throw him a surprise party, put him down a well, or sell him to slave traders? Do you know that? Yeah? Which didn't they do? Can you remember? Oh, no, that's right. Well done. That's right. They didn't throw him a surprise party. Very good. Excellent. And I think there's a last question here. To what country did Joseph get taken? Was it Brazil, Australia, or Egypt? I think we've heard that one, didn't we? Were you going to say that? Yeah, Egypt. Absolutely. He was taken as a slave into Egypt, wasn't he? Oh, excellent. Well, you've all managed to recap that story really well today. And, you know, we're going to watch on screen now a 5-minute video which tells the story from the beginning of Joseph's life and takes us to the next episode, which is in Genesis chapter 39 and 40.
Jacob had 12 sons. He loved them all, but he loved his son Joseph best. Joseph liked to tell his brothers about his dreams. In one dream, he saw all 12 brothers had bundles of wheat. Then he said 11 bundles bowed down to his bundle. Ooh, that made the older brothers mad.
You're not the king over us.
When Joseph turned 17, Jacob gave him a beautiful coat with long sleeves. This also made Joseph's brothers jealous. One spring, Jacob asked Joseph to go check on his older brothers and their cattle. So off Joseph went. His brothers saw him coming.
Here comes the dreamer. Let's get rid of him.
The brothers hated Joseph, but one of them felt bad.
Let's not hurt him. Let's just throw him down this well.
He planned to rescue Joseph later. So they took off Joseph's coat and threw him in. About that time, some men on camels rode by.
Hey. Let's sell him to be a slave.
So they sold their own brother. But alone, God was watching over him. Soon, a rich man named Potiphar bought him to work in his palace.
Promises to be years of good service.
Joseph did a good job in everything Potiphar asked him to do.
Joseph, come here.
Potiphar was pleased.
How can I help you?
Joseph, I'm putting you in charge of my whole house.
Everyone had to do everything Joseph said.
Things were going great for Joseph.
Right over there.
Until one day, Potiphar's wife tried to trick him. When her tricks didn't work, she told lies about Joseph. And Potiphar believed her.
God.
Potiphar threw Joseph into jail. Poor Joseph. His brothers sold him. A lady lied about him. And he was thrown into jail. It wasn't fair. But God had a plan for Joseph.
I dreamed I saw a vine.
One day, another prisoner told Joseph about a dream he'd had. Joseph listened carefully, and God showed him what the man's dream meant.
In 3 days, you will be working for the king of Egypt, like you did before being put in prison.
Yeah.
Sure enough, that's exactly what happened. Another prisoner dreamed he had 3 baskets of bread that he had baked for the king. In his dream, the birds kept eating up all the bread. Joseph didn't have very good news about the dream.
In 3 days, you will die.
Joseph told the truth. The man did die.
Better news to come, but not for the baker. Well, we've seen there, haven't we already, some of the highs and lows and highs again of Joseph's life. And that happens with families, doesn't it? And we're now going to be led in a prayer about those themes. And the response is, save us and help us. So Victoria is going to come and lead us in that prayer.
Sometimes family argue, save us and help us. Sometimes we are boastful or jealous, save us and help us. Sometimes we hurt others,
save us and help us.
Sometimes life brings bad news,
save us and help us.
Sometimes our dreams are broken.
Save us and help us.
Always you forgive us, always you are with us. Thank you for saving us and help us.
Thank you to our worship group, as we always give thanks to our worship group who serve us so well. They meet every single week, midweek, for music practice, and then they're here again every Sunday at 9:30 on a Sunday morning. So we're very blessed to have our worship group. So thank you all once again. Thank you. Well, we've heard the Bible story for today, and Sally and I are going to unpack the story, and this will also have some Lego pictures on the screen to help us along. So I'm going to ask Sally to come and read from here, and I'll stand here. We shall give you God's message today in a rhyme.
The story of Joseph from way back in time.
At this point, we find young Joe in the clink.
He'd done nothing wrong. That's so unfair, don't you think?
Joseph had company with a butler and a baker.
All we need now is a candlestick maker.
True. Well, the butler and baker had made Pharaoh cross.
So he threw them in jail to show them who's boss.
That night, when they slept, they each had a dream.
They woke the next morning asking, what did it all mean?
Strange dreams can come from God, if he pleases.
And sometimes strange dreams come from eating too many cheeses.
True. Well, Joseph could see the two men were depressed.
Why these sad looks today? Get it all off your chest.
Now, Joseph had a gift for explaining dreams.
He could tell the butler and baker what it means.
The butler went first, and in his dream, a vine.
He squeezed the grapes and he gave the king wine.
Joseph listened to God and knew this dream meant good news.
The butler would soon be back pouring the booze.
You'll swap this hot jail for cocktails. You'll go free, have no fear.
You'll be raising a glass and the king will say cheers.
I too had a dream, the baker then said.
I was carrying three baskets filled up with nice bread.
But the birds came down and had a free meal.
So please tell me, Joseph, what does this reveal?
Joseph told him the truth. It was a very sad tale.
The baker would never get out of that jail.
The king had a birthday, and the banquet was spread.
And the two dreams came true, just as Joseph had said.
The butler was restored to his place of great trust.
But bad news for the baker. Another one bites the crust.
What is the message we take from this story?
Joseph used his gifts and his life to God's glory.
But the butler forgot to help Joseph get out of his cell.
But God never forgot Joseph, and all would be well.
So never forget, as hard as life seems,
your God is greater than a million dreams.
I hope those words spoke to you about the dreams that God brings. I wonder what your dream is today, whether you still have a dream for yourself. Or maybe today you're thinking about the dream of someone you love. What's their dream? And what might you be doing to help that dream come true? Joseph's dreams were broken, but he had new dreams. So don't despair today if your dreams have changed or your dreams have broken. God is the God who is always pointing us to his future. And we know in this life or in the next, God has kept the best in store. God has kept the best in store for you. So keep dreaming, keep hoping, keep trusting, keep praying. In every circumstance, give thanks to him. Rejoice in the Lord. And we're going to be led in our prayers for the world and the Lord's Prayer. And Samuel's going to come and lead us now. Thank you.
Let us pray. God of love, sometimes families argue. All right, have you already done that? Let us pray. God of mercy and love, Joseph the servant succeeded in his work. Bless our work and may we never tire in doing good. Joseph the slave was treated unfairly and wrongly accused. We pray for those who face injustice today. Joseph the prisoner was forgotten in prison. We pray for forgotten prisoners today and those in prison for their faith. Joseph the believer saw the bigger picture of God's plan. When we don't understand why things happen and our plans fail, help us to trust that you are still at work in our lives. Today's Bible story had good news for one, and bad news for another. We pray for those today who hear only bad news of war, hunger, fire, floods, poverty, sickness, and grief. Send them good news of your love and care. Help us to help them. Joseph, the dreamer, never stop dreaming. Let us dream your dreams and see visions of the world as you created it to be. Lead us all to freedom and new life. We ask these prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. Let us now say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Well, we thank all our readers who've led from the front today. A reminder that we have our bring and share lunch after the service, so please do stay. And also, if anyone would like to receive any prayer before you leave, then our prayer team here are wearing the green lanyards, and they would love to say a prayer with you today. It is God who leads us into freedom. We're going to sing our closing song, Amazing Grace. Katie is going to come and lead us in our blessing.
Let us pray. Lord our God, we bring to you our gifts and our lives. Before we go home today, give us, we pray, new dreams to fire us, new strength to serve you, new hearts to love others. Bless us as we go. Amen.
Please be seated. In today's Bible story, we heard that it was Pharaoh's birthday. And quite coincidentally, Pharaoh and I share the same birthday. It's my birthday today. So, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. 21 again. I know my age has got a 3 and a 5 in it, so I think I'm 35. Is that right? I think. Well, to celebrate, I'm glad you're here, and you'll be glad you're here because after our service now, we have got ice creams and lollies for everybody. Okay? Yeah? So, Joe and Sally are going to get those ready. They'll be served in the hall, but if you need to dash off now, don't forget just to collect an ice cream or a lolly before you go, before it melts. Yeah. So, thank you. Thank you for sharing my day.